Well,
we have him in. Kurt Ellefson, it is time. How are you doing today, Kurt?
Good, how about yourself?
I'm doing all right.
Sorry, I was a little late. I was doing a host visit with a veteran, so just checking on some stuff with him for that, so.
No problem. Well, I assume you have some stuff to talk about here on Valley Talk, so
yeah.
Let us know.
Well, let's talk about that. So doing a house visit with a veteran that needed some help with his house.
Oh.
Some roof problems, some fixtures, that kind of stuff. So it's like we talked about before many times on the air here. There's some options out there. So if you're a veteran that needs some house repairs, maybe some shingles, you name it. There's the SSAP grant through Minnesota Department of Affairs, which we can use to help repair things like that. Windows, insulation. All you got to do is give us a call, and we'll help you apply for that and see what we can do.
Nice.
So other than that, the office is still, of course, helping veterans with VA health care, VA compensation. So if you're looking to either do an increase or if you haven't never done that before, it's a good time to do it. We're definitely there willing to help you. So.
Yeah, that sounds like a great service. Obviously, veterans, yep. You know, they deserve our help. And
exactly.
It's good that we have a service in Polk County that allows them to get stuff like that.
Exactly. So, yep. So we're definitely there, still doing the normal stuff. As far as new stuff going on, not a whole lot right now. We are looking at a few bills that maybe you're going to pass this year. They're looking to pass a bill for 100% veterans that are service-connected at total and permanent percentages to possibly not have to pay for registration for their vehicles.
Nice.
For two vehicles per veteran. So that's one we're looking at. We're hoping to go through. I think it's pretty close. So
is that state or?
State benefit. Okay, yep. Yep. So that's went through the state legislation, which I believe it actually has passed. They just haven't really put a whole lot out about it
okay,
yet. So
it.
So I think I'll have more information for that in the next couple of months. Other than that, we're still waiting some other bills. We're hoping to go through, like the DAC, the two-year look back for death of a veteran for a spouse to get the property tax exclusion.
Nice.
We talked about that before, so we're kind of looking at that. Yeah, other than that, business is kind of the same. And, you know, again, if you haven't talked to a VSO or haven't talked to your VSO, if you're in a different county, you know, definitely reach out to them. Best number to reach us is 218-281-3066. And then my cell phone is 218-280-5506, which I know you guys have the number here. So if someone wants to call in, they could
yeah.
find that from you guys as well. So,
of course. So yeah, other than, you know, like the, you know, you mentioned that you were shingling someone's houses, like what other types of things are you doing?
Well, I don't shingle, but what I can help is help find the funds.
Oh, I see. Yep.
Yep. yep. So what we can do is if a veteran has a problem with their house, that's why I was there today. Just kind of looking at the shingles. You know, seeing if we need to find some funds to either repair them or replace them, which this one would be a replace. You know, then we help the veteran apply for the grants.
Nice.
So
and so, just any sort
yep.
of thing like that they may,
yep.
may need like financial assistance.
Exactly.
On.
Yeah. And other services we provide through the office. I don't think we've ever sat together here at the radio before. Yeah. So just kind of run down it. We do just about everything you can think of. So we're kind of the front line for veterans and all their benefits.
Nice.
So anything from VA healthcare. So to apply for VA healthcare to help navigate it. Hearing aids, glasses, you name it, we do that. And the VA compensation. So any injury in service that was caused, doesn't have to be wartime, but let's just say you were stateside on the rifle range and you started to have ring in your ears because you were fighting a weapon with no hearing protection. Well,
yeah.
We put you for compensation, which that's kind of a very lengthy benefit to talk about, but that's a very important benefit to get through because it opens doors for other benefits.
Yeah.
Also, the grants to the Minnesota. So, like we talked about, the SSAP special needs grants for like house repairs, car repairs, appliances, you just kind of name it. You know, we can help with that. Also, optical and dental, which, you know, been here a few months ago and talked about the changes with that, with the income and asset limit. So, definitely a lot of things we can do for veterans. You just got to
yeah.
come see us.
That's
and see what your needs are. That's usually what I want a veteran to do is just come see us. And when, first time I ask you is, well, what can I do to help you? Or what in your life could be improved?
Yeah,
so.
For sure. And like I said, that's a great service to provide for the men and women who served our country.
Exactly.
So,
they deserve
yeah.
it.
So. Do you have anything else for us today?
Just a little talk about the 9/11 bonus.
Okay.
Still finding veterans that have not applied for the 9/11 bonus, which we talked about before, which is any veteran that served after 9/11 active duty service. Doesn't have to be overseas at all. If you're stateside or don't have certain medals, you get $600 just for serving after 9/11
nice.
In active duty service. If you're overseas and have certain medals that we're looking for, you get $1,200. And if you're a Gold Star family, if you lost a military person in service after 9/11, you get $2,000. Mm-hmm. So we're still applying for that. It goes off of how much money they have allocated for it. So originally they had $25 million allocated for it. And like I said last month, they've already spent about $21 million of it. And okay. Probably at this point, $22 million, I'm assuming $23 million is gone. So yeah. There isn't a whole lot left. I mean, a couple million seems like a lot of money, but it goes fast. It
goes pretty quick. Yeah. Yep. I mean, what is that if, you know, 1,000 people,
yep,
$2,000, like that's...
Yep, and they and a lot of them have, they probably have a couple thousand applications they're still working. So.
Yeah, of course.
So definitely, if you've not applied for that, please come see us as soon as possible. The sooner the better.
Yeah.
So, for all your benefits. Again, you know, we're usually in Crookston Monday through Friday. If it's not me, it's Kelly. So, call us at 218-281-3066. Otherwise, I go to Fawcett and McIntosh on Wednesdays. Then I go to East Grand Forks Tuesdays and Thursdays. So, please give us a call on my cell phone again for those that aren't in Crookston, 218-280-5506.
Okay.
Give me a call and we'll help you out.
Cool. Is that all you got for us today?
That's all,
Kirk?
I got for you today.
Sounds good. Thank you for coming on to our Valley Talk program here today, and hope you have a good one.
Thank you.
And that was our Valley Talk program with Kurt Ellefson. For those of you who are interested in our talk about the Grand Theater, that should be on Thursday. Now we've got Chris Reynolds of the Rhubarb Festival tomorrow and Jennifer Erdman of Golden Link. So before we get to your late morning weather and sports, let's go ahead and get a tune for you here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX. Let's